Welcome to Giving an Answer, the show dedicated to defending the historic Christian faith. I am your host, Harold Feld, and today the topic is Scientology. And to talk with me about this, I have Larry Blythe. Let me give you a little bit of a background about Larry. Larry has an undergraduate degree in pastoral theology. He has a Master's of Arts in Apologetics from Southern Evangelical Seminary, and he's also associate pastor at Southern Evangelical Church. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good
to be here. What did I leave out?
All kinds of things, but that's all right.
Well, I don't want to leave out your family. I left that out, and I know you want to probably comment on that.
Oh, yes. Actually, I've got three children who are no longer children. They're 19, 21, 23, a great wife who's also great support in what I do, and I'm just about an empty nester.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess the first question then is, how did you come to an understanding or even a desire to learn about Scientology?
Probably have to thank Tom Cruise. No, I'm just kidding. there are a lot of people who, as a result of the Tom Cruise stuff, got really interested in it. But it started before that with other movie stars. And because of what we do in apologetics, people were confused going, well, there's some great people getting involved in this. What's the deal? You know, they're nice folks. And so through our conferences and other things, I started studying it. I called some people who were former Scientologists. I wrote emails to others who had websites that talked about it, and started preparing and studying a couple years ago to find out more about this, because it's one of the things we do and one of the things we teach and warn people about in trying to share the gospel. And to, you know, break down the walls of false groups.
Yeah. I love doing these shows on other religions. And one of the reasons why is because of the society that we live in that says that all religions are the same. Mm-hmm. And I love to come on here and to actually talk about different religions so that people can actually say and see, oh, wow, no, they really are not the same.
Right.
So, well, let's get right into it. What is Scientology?
Well, before I say what it is, let me say that once again, as I try to say all the time, is we're talking about their belief system and what their leaders do. Most Scientologists are unaware of a lot of the things we're going to talk about, just like Mormonism. A lot of them are unaware of some of the deeper things of Mormonism, and they're a hidden religion. You know, they're esoteric. Why we're exoteric, you know, Christianity, it's there it is. There's right. Nothing hidden. So I need to make that really clear that we love the individuals because Christ loved us. We're talking about what they believe, and we're talking about their leaders and what they put onto those others. So that's a biggie, and I've always got to say that because people go, why do you hate? You know, put the name of the group in. You know, why right. do you hate Jehovah's Witnesses? Why do you hate Mormons? Why do you hate Scientologists? We absolutely don't. We love them to the point where we'll go out of our way to share the gospel with them. But it was started by L. Ron Hubbard in around 1953, 1954. And he was a science fiction writer. In fact, a lot of what you find in Scientology today was in one of his books called, I believe it was Excalibur, in the 30s. So as a science fiction writer, this is basically a religion. If we want to put it in a nutshell, this is actually a science fiction religion. It's a science fiction idea that turned into a religion. And in fact, Ron Hubbard at one point said, you know, to make millions, start your own religion. And that's in the Reader's Digest. Scientologists deny he said that, but it's with the internet now, there are so many documents that people can find and their public record. And so the best sources say that Hubbard actually did say that. You want to make your money, start your own religion. That's what he said. But he dropped out of college with failing grades, of course, and he later claimed a distinguished naval career, which we have found out that that's not true either. In fact, he had applied with the Veterans Administration for psychiatric care and did not have this distinguished wartime career. Claimed that he healed himself on the battlefield using these techniques, and And it's not true. There's no record of it anywhere. So he pieced together different hypnotic techniques. He pieced together different Freudian theories and Buddhist concepts, Eastern religious things. He pieced those together along with other philosophies and other information and formed what he called Dianetics. And of course, there's a book, and I remember when I was younger, this book you'd see on TV, Dianetics. And
yeah, I remember
what
that.
What is that? And Dianetics, it's called The Modern Science of Mental Health, and he published that in 1950. And in the Dianetic practice, or what they do, it's pretty complicated, but I'll try to give as simple as I can. The patient who's going in for this help works with a partner who's called an auditor. And they sit at a machine and they recall past painful experiences. And all those, you're to bring those, it's like confession. And you bring all those out and you do it in a reverse chronological sequence. And everything that you did, down to the minute details, has to come out with your auditor. And this supposedly begins to erase the negative effects of those things to the point where you reach a state of what's called clear. And you reach that state of clear and you are then allegedly free from all these things. So in a nutshell, that is, and you know, we'll get into some more specifics, but that is what Scientology is. In fact, some people may be aware that they could be walking on the street and somebody come up and say, hey, how would you like to find out some things about yourself and find out how you can be a better communicator? Well, people go, sure, I'd love that. Then they go into one of these Scientology places and they go through this process. Next thing they know, they're feeling wonderful because they got rid of all these things off their chest. So there's a sense in which there's some helpful things in the group, but it's a fraud. It's a major fraud. So that's kind of a nutshell of Scientology.
So getting into a little bit more detail, what are some of the core beliefs of the group?
Well, in trying to pin down some of their beliefs, I went to their website, and you find a lot of information that you can tell if you read between the lines, they're holding back. So between them and people who've been a part of them, you find out some of the things that they actually believe. And Scientology does believe that there is some type of deity, but it would be more along the lines of that we are all deity. So they do supposedly respect a personal belief in some type of deity. But the problem is that we existed billions of years ago and we were very powerful people. In fact, we are the ones, as humans, we created the universe and we created all kinds of things, everything that you see around us. But we lost that over a period of time, and Scientologists now, their desire is to try to get you to come back to that. They want to clear the earth, and what they mean by clear is to make you become a Scientologist by having everybody do this process of sitting down with this machine and clearing all these past painful experiences from you. For example, you know, your mom might be carrying you in the womb and she'll bump into a table and say, you know, oh, I'm so clumsy. Well, that negative statement can have an impact on you in her womb and cause these negative things to happen in your mind, engrams. And you need to get those out of your system where you get to, I know it sounds kind of bizarre, where you get to a point where you're clear and now you can start going through their different levels. And they're called OT levels. Those are operating thetan levels.
Thetan,
yeah. Now I don't have a lisp. It's thetan, and I know it sounds like Satan, but I won't say anything about that.
Okay,
I won't say anything about that. But they're thetan, T-H-E-T-A-N. These operating thetan levels, OT levels, is you pay thousands and thousands of dollars. And again, it's kind of hilarious, not truly hilarious, but people who come out of this group talk about how much they have paid. And you literally, the more you can pay, the higher you can go. And with the internet, we now know that it's not a few people who had a bad experience and are lying about what they've had to do, but that literally they pay thousands of dollars. We have people telling us that they were in it for 10, 15, 20, 25 years and paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to have these things read to them, to get rid of these negative impacts on their life and these body thetans, which a thetan is basically, to us, it'd be like a soul, but it has negative things that has happened to it. So as you go through these OT levels, you can go all the way through level 8, and they've been promising for years that they're going to add more levels.
Why would they do that? Why would they add more levels? I mean, you can't achieve what you need to achieve in those 8 levels?
Yes. It's more money.
Okay.
Obviously, the higher you go. But yes, there could be a deeper understanding of ourselves by going to these deeper levels, the way we understand it. But these levels are secretive. Only, in fact, most people that you connect with in Scientology don't know about this. They would say, you're crazy. But the problem is we've had people in the very upper levels who have come out and have now designed this. In fact, the movie Battlefield Earth from several years ago is the story that they believe is true about what really happened way back. And when you get to the OT level 3, operating thetan level 3, or thetan level 3, and keep going up, you start learning about how we got into the condition we're really in here on Earth. And that is by a galactic warrior named Xenu. And this is where people who are doing the auditing, they're called auditors in the Scientology centers, they will say, that's just not true. Problem is, we now know it's true. And because of the internet, because people had an idea about this years ago, but now with the internet and so many people coming out, Scientology has taken a major nosedive, and they were claiming that they had 8 million members. Never has that been established. In fact, all anybody could find is around 100,000 members worldwide. Some go as high as 250,000, but 8 million, it's a fraudulent number. And there are a lot who have come out, and now we have so many come out and who are in the upper levels and have told us all about this information and Xenu. And we also have writings of L. Ron Hubbard that talk about Xenu and talk about these things. So nothing is sacred anymore. We have documents. We can discover these things now. But Xenu, can I read you about Xenu?
Oh, yeah. I'm curious to hear about Xenu.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And the reason I want to read it to you is because people would think, you know, well, that's just simply not true. Well, it is true. And some of this information you can get on Operation Clambake. It's xenu.com. I want to make sure. org.com. Xenu, which is xenu.com. But Xenu, who is Xenu? And their whole religion, their science fiction religion, is based upon this. Once upon a time, 75 million years ago, there was an alien galactic ruler named Xenu. Xenu was in charge of all the planets in this part of the galaxy, including our own planet Earth. Xenu had a problem, however. All of the 76 planets he controlled, which were created by us, creation, what do they believe about creation? Well, that we did it, but we lost that. Well, Xenu had a problem. All the 76 planets that were created by us, our ancestors, when I say us, they were overpopulated by billions of people. He wanted to get rid of the excess population, so he formulated a plan. With the help of Renegade, Xenu took complete control and defeated the good people and the loyal officers. Then, with the help of psychiatrists, ding, he called in billions of people for income tax inspections. But they were instead given injections of a paralyzing mixture of alcohol and glycol. Then they were put into space planes that looked exactly like DC-8s, except they had rocket motors instead of propellers. These DC-8 planes flew to planet Earth, our planet Earth today, where the paralyzed people, numbering in the hundreds of billions, were stacked around the bases of volcanoes, and when everyone had been piled on planet Earth, H-bombs were lowered into the volcanoes. Xenu then detonated all the H-bombs and everyone was killed. But the story doesn't end there. Since everyone had a soul called a Thetan, Xenu had to trick the souls into not coming back. Otherwise, the population problem would still be there. So, while the hundreds of billions of souls were being blown around by the nuclear winds, he had special traps that caught the souls in electronic beams, and these electronic beams were sticky like flypaper. After he had captured all these souls, he had them packed into boxes and taken to huge cinemas, movies. There, the souls had to spend days watching special 3D motion pictures that told them lies about what life should be like. And these films confused them and tricked them into believing things were not true. They were shown false pictures in these movies, false films. They were told false things, including stories about Christianity and how it got started, about Judaism, about Islam and other religions. In this story, this process is called implanting. And that's the problems that you and I have. We've had these negative things implanted from our ancestors billions of years ago. When the films ended and the souls left the cinema, they began to stick together in groups. They had all seen the same film and thought they were the same person. They clustered in numbers of a few thousand. There were only a few living bodies left, so they stayed in clusters and inhabited these bodies, our ancestors. As for Xenu, the loyal officers finally overthrew him and locked him away in a mountain on one of the planets. He's kept there by a force field powered by an eternal battery, still alive today and kept there. And so today, everyone, and here is a good summary of Scientology. Today, everyone is full of these clusters of souls called body thetans. In each of us, to be a free soul, we must remove all of our body thetans and pay enormous sums of money to do so. And the only reason people believe in God, Christ, Muhammad, or Satan is because it was in the film that their body thetans saw 75 million years ago. Summary.
Okay, so, well, that raises a number of questions. Why show them a film? Well, first of all, I thought they were all watching the same film.
Right.
So then why didn't he just pick one religion and show everyone that film?
Because like Mormonism, they wanted to wipe out anything else. It's a very clever idea when you think about it, but they wanted to wipe out everything else except what ends up being the truth. And what's that? What's left after they disprove everything else? What's left? Scientology. So it's like other religions in that they've figured out a system to show that we have the truth and nobody else does. Now, publicly, they won't necessarily say that. What a lot of religions do, what a lot of false systems do, is they live that, but they won't say it publicly. In fact, they oftentimes will say the opposite. So in showing our ancestors all these films and then coming now and saying you were shown false information, naturally the question is, well, then what's true? You know, aha, I'm glad you asked. And we need to help you get rid of these body thetans, and we have a process to do that. And so that's what they do, and they get rid of these body thetans in people.
Now, what you just read, where did you get that from?
That's from Xenu.com. That's the confusion. People often will go look up Z-E-N-U. It's X-E-N-U.com.
Now, who wrote that?
A lot of the people on there are no-named because they don't want to get themselves in trouble. They try to put only the facts and be very careful with what they say. So most of them are unnamed, but you can contact them, and you'd have to go to that website in order to contact them to find out more information. They have their background and where they get the information from. It's all documented very, very well and very carefully. And you'll find that as well as other things on that website. And there's another great website if people want to find out more about the information. It's called Scientology-lies.com. Scientology-lies.com. And there are hundreds of pages, if not thousands, of information on there from former Scientologists. They have documents on there documenting. In fact, some of this, what I read to you, is from the handwritten pages of L. Ron Hubbard himself. Mm. But that's why they also, they don't believe in psychiatrists. They don't believe in a lot of doctors, and why you see a lot of public things. You know, Tom Cruise putting down Brooke Shields for getting psychiatric care and medicine. And on public TV, he dissed her and, well, he says he didn't diss her, but he dissed the program of psychiatry and the medicine of psychiatry. And it's because of that, because they were deceived by psychiatrists 75 billion years ago. And so now they don't believe in that.
Well, one thing is very clear. This is very different from Christianity. However, I do want to go into some of the doctrines of Christianity and get their viewpoint on mm-hmm. these doctrines. For instance, then what is their view of God? What is their view of God?
They have both kind of a public and what the logical extension of what they believe is. And publicly, if you go to their website, you'll find, for example, that they do believe in a deity, but they really don't want to offer any specific dogma. In fact, they try to give the appearance that we allow for whatever you want to believe about the Supreme Being, because there really is no Supreme Being in their system, but they don't claim to be against it. So is there a God? Well, they would say perhaps, but it's within each of us, because we are the creators. We're the ones who created. And so different Scientologists will give you a different answer. And they would say on their site, we believe in a supreme being, but there's no dogma that you have to really necessarily believe in. So they escape some of that.
Who would they say Jesus is?
They would believe Jesus was just one of the teachers in history, but that it is false information that he was God in the flesh, that he was anything that the scriptures would say that would give divinity to him. We've all been deceived by that, by these past ancestors and by Xenu. So that's what they would say about Jesus.
So there's, what about sin? I guess there was no need for a crucifixion, no need for salvation through the cross. Does sin exist?
Sin exists, that's our term. They would call it these negative engrams and these body thetans. To them, that's what sin is, and they are getting rid of it. Their salvation is to clear you of these negative influences, to clear you to the point where you can then go through the operating thetan levels. So there's no sin per se. That's what their sin is. So they would redefine it.
So then what would be salvation? Is there any concept of salvation?
Yeah, that would be to clear the planet. That would be to get you to a point where as a Christian would say, we want to live forever with our Lord in heaven. We're going to have a new heaven and a new earth, etc. They would say, no, we've got to get back to the place where we realize the power that we had, which sounds like some other religions, doesn't it? The power that we had as creators and controllers, and to clear all these negative things so that we can all get along in peace and love one another, that's their salvation. There's no salvation like we as Christians would explain that the Bible teaches.
So what would they say happened to us when we die? Is there a heaven or a hell?
Basically, it's a reincarnation process. It's a born again and again and again and again. They actually said on their website, we don't believe in reincarnation. But what they did is they then redefined it and basically said, we do believe in reincarnation. So they do believe that you die, but you have the ability, because this thetan or this soul lives on, and you have the opportunity to correct that again. And you'll be born again back and processed back in to this life.
Now, do they have any evidence to support their beliefs, this whole Xenu thing? You know, Christianity, we have a whole lot of historical evidence. Is there anything that supports their belief system?
The short answer is no, but of course they would take issue with that, and they would point to all the people that have been helped by Scientology and going to the auditors and going through these OT levels. They would say that is our evidence. And the evidence is, in fact, there are, I have video clips of people like Kelly Preston, people like Tom Cruise, people like, there's others that you know of, talking about what it's done to help them. And they would point to that and say, look at these people. Look what this has done in their lives. Look how this has helped them immensely, and which we would say it probably has, because there's a lot of what I call God ripoffs.
Yeah.
Because we are created by God and respond in certain ways. And one of those is when you get things off your chest, you do improve. So they center in on that, and that's what they would point to as their main evidence for their system being true. Other than that, there's no evidence of any of this information. It would be emotional.
You mentioned the book Dianetics. Is that their scripture?
So to speak, yeah. They would say there is no scripture, because again, that's something that we've been deceived by over the years, and 75 billion years ago. We were deceived by all that. So Dianetics, they wouldn't say scripture, but if we were to say scripture with quotes around it, then that's what you'd point to. But there's other things that they think, what they're taught. They have magazines, they have lectures. They would point to a lot of that as scripture per se.
If someone knows someone in Scientology, how would you recommend that they reach them for Christ?
One of the best ways, I'd say, is a two-step process. And one of those is to direct them to one of those websites, and that's Scientology-Lies.com and Xenu, X-E-N-U.com, to first of all find the facts about it, and then to go to other websites like ApologeticsIndex.org and STR.org, Stand to Reason, STR, which will show you more about what they believe and why it's false, and then how to have a personal relationship with Christ. So there's major programming that has to be deprogrammed in their thinking. But you can do it like you do other people's. Befriend them, realize that they sincerely believe what they believe. Hmm. You know, they're not trying to deceive you, in other
right,
words.
Right.
And to be loving just like you would anybody else, and ask them questions. On both of those sites I gave you, there's lots of good questions that you can ask them. And so if you have somebody who's involved, you can have some good questions. Say, yeah, I just want to ask you some questions. Would you mind? No.
Okay.
So those are the best ways.
How can someone get in contact with you?
They can do it by two ways. They can go to southernevangelicalchurch.org on the internet, Southern Evangelical Church. Or they can contact me with my email at defendthefaith, that's not a website, defendthefaith@hotmail.com. That's my email. So those are two ways, southernevangelicalchurch.org on the internet or defendthefaith@hotmail.com.
Thanks again for being on the show, Larry Blythe, talking with me about Scientology, and that will end this episode of Giving an Answer. Be sure to join me again next time. And until then, goodbye and God bless.
Further hope you have.